Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our nation's truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take advantage of the things that we have over there for you to look at. All righty, here we go. Starting things out for the week with the professor of politics out in California, none other than Kyle Warren. They've been waiting. There was no football game for them to watch, locally here. The game was in L.A. And the Rays did win, though. Okay, thank you, guys. Thank you. Okay, there they go. The Rays did win, so we got us a baseball team, and again, they won the division. Holy smokes.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I know. 2 years in a row, we're going to the playoffs, and we might get to the big dance again. All right, are you ready, sir, to say the pledge?
Certainly.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And for the people that were at the event last Thursday night, they heard me say that. They heard me say the same thing, and they reacted the same way there that I suspect they're reacting right now. They stood up and applauded. So there you go. Now, Kyle, we had a, and I got to mention this real quick just to get a quick update for our listeners in Montana, and hello to Danny and Billings. Talking about the train wreck up there. Give us an update on that in Montana over the weekend.
Well, we understand, Captain, that at this hour, federal investigators are still looking into what caused an Amtrak train derailment. This is out of Joplin, Montana. It was the westbound Empire Builder line that was traveling from Chicago to Seattle.
That's a passenger train.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. We understand that three people were killed. We understand as well that seven have been hospitalized over the weekend. Others may have other various injuries, but those are the numbers that we have right now. It derailed, of course, near Joplin. It's a town of about 200 people. And so, again, they're still looking into what might have caused this. Was it a bad switch? Who knows what it was at this point?
Yeah, we'll just have to wait and see what happens. And, of course, you can't rule out sabotage either.
Well, that's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, Donald Trump made it clear over the weekend at another one of these epic rallies in Perry, Georgia, that he could be running in 2024 for president. And he had an interview on television before the rally about this, and he said as long as the doctors tell him that he can do it, he's very apt to make the announcement because America needs him because of the direction that the country's going in.
Well, yes, and of course, you know, we're still pretty far out from the presidential election under normal circumstances, but Captain, we're no longer living under normal circumstances. That much is absolutely clear. And certainly the implosion of the Biden administration on all fronts. I don't think there's a front where the Biden administration really is making any real progress.
No.
And so that really does open the door for Donald Trump to run again. And I would perchance to think that if that was not the case, that it might be less likely that he would be able to run again. But he's able, Captain, especially at this last rally, to go and talk about the issues very much the same way he did during the campaign and as president. Mm-hmm. And the people are responding once again because they see exactly what the Biden administration has done, what it's yep. failed to do, and what it's really all about.
Well, two of the headliners that they had there were Congressman Vernon Jones, or I'm sorry, the state representative of Georgia, Vernon Jones, who is now running for governor. He was a Democrat and then flipped to Republican and became very pro-Trump in the 2020 election. And, of course, Herschel Walker was there, who is now running for the U.S. Senate seat that's coming up here in 2022 against, I believe it's Warnock is he's going to be running against. Is that right?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah. And, of course, Trump, who probably kicked off his own campaign as well, he had already indicated about 10 days ago that he'd probably run again, especially after the debacle that Joe Biden caused in Afghanistan. And he said he was greatly affected by what the military families had been through and that it's getting to a point to where he has no choice in terms of running. He has to.
Well, certainly it's becoming a very clear choice in terms of what direction
yeah.
and what destiny.
Did you see the polls out there?
Yeah, they're not good.
He is. If the election were held right now, he beats both Biden if he runs by himself and Kamala Harris if she runs by herself.
Yeah,
both.
Go ahead.
Both.
Oh, both, exactly. Yes, well, yeah, Kamala Harris, for some reason, Captain, has absolutely blown being vice president at this point.
Everything about Biden, he's underwater. And all the policies, Biden is underwater. How fast things can change around with this, what happened in Afghanistan, which has made people open their eyes wide open and say, boy, did we make a mistake.
Well, I think that's exactly right. And also, Joe Biden, President Biden, doesn't seem to even have a clue,
yeah.
Captain, as
yeah.
to how to run.
Now, let me ask you a question. Have you seen Joe Biden do anything special for the 13 dead soldiers from Afghanistan?
No, except to look at his watch while they're...
Yeah, well, Donald Trump set aside 13 empty seats of honor in the front row at the rally, and guess what? That was just absolutely fabulously received, and whoever thought that idea up ought to get a medal. All right, hold that thought. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and we are coming right back with more. Kyle Warren, Professor of Politics, with us. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, I think I will, Mr. Kyle. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, I heard from some people over the weekend down there in Sarasota that were taking Relief Factor, and I heard from some other people that are now taking it because they got a couple of bags from me that I happen to have with me. But Relief Factor is part of my integrated health plan that helps my body reduce inflammation and pain over a period of time. Now, you take it to begin with. It takes a little while for it to kick in. In some cases, it could be a day or two. In others, it could be a week or two. But you certainly will know by the end of the three-week quick start whether or not it'll work for you. And if it does, boom, you're in like Flynn. Now, the ingredients in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, are all natural. And these are ingredients that your body actually has to have anyway to continue the natural form of doing things. Now, it's the body's natural response to inflammation. It will lower or eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is you got going on. And many times, if you've got like a pain in your leg and a pain in your back, guess what? It takes care of both of it. It just all depends on how your system reacts to this. Now, it's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that will support the regularization of key enzymes and proteins that your body actually needs to have. So, for $19.95, you can get the three-week quick start and get everything going along. All you got to do is go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Try the $19.95 quick start, because after all you have to lose is pain. Right, Kyle?
That's exactly right.
You betcha. And I met some people down there over the weekend in Sarasota that were using it, that just got it, and some others that got it from me so that they could start using it. Now, I'm going to continue just a little bit more here about the rally in Perry, Georgia. There was a Lance Corporal Hunter Clark was his name, a Georgia Marine, who happened to be the Marine who had helped save the baby by lifting the baby over the fence at the Kabul airport, and he got a huge cheer for doing that. How do you like that?
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Trump also pointed out that what he was planning on doing and why he might be coming back, because he recognized the Durham investigation and how big it was, said it was pointing to the involvement in the Russia collusion hoax of Hillary Clinton and the Democrats. And he commented, it's official. Think about an evil mind like that to go around making up something like that, talking about Hillary. And, of course, he definitely was on line with that one, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and then he said, we went through 3 years of this fake charge, Russiagate, only because the media was complicit, and it was completely criminal what took place, and I think you'll be seeing a lot of things of that. Well, we'll just have to wait and find out, won't we?
Oh, yes, of course. Well, and I think more and more of the stuff that comes out, again, it's going to be even more eye-opening for the people.
Yeah, we've got more to talk about there, but in the meantime, we have a caller on the line, so let me see. Let's go to the caller. Bagammon Bob, what's on your mind? And I see you called yesterday afternoon.
Yesterday afternoon.
That was a recorded show, I think. You were trying.
I was trying to call him the Brooks America. I didn't know how to.
It was a recorded show. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What day of the week is she on, actually?
She was on Saturday nights, but this past Saturday was her last show.
Oh, that was her last show? Okay.
Yeah, now she's going to be doing a podcast, so you can refer to her website, brooktalksamerica.com, and she'll be doing a podcast over there. She'll still be coming on my show the first and third Tuesday of the month. Okay, what's on your mind?
Okay, anyway, I was listening to you about Trump, and I think if Trump is going to run, he needs to have a specific set of points, because the Democrats are going to be so polarized against him that they're going to have a... All those people are going to vote forever for whoever, because then they're going to bring all that stuff up about the 6th of January. I think he's got a specific set of objectives.
All he's got to do, Bob, is just point out Joe Biden's actual record. It will defeat him and destroy him, which is why Biden is slipping down into the 30s now with his approval percentage.
He might slip lower than that. Who knows?
Yeah.
But I think Trump needs to put out specific things that Biden has done, and then have remedies, you know, that he can line up. 1, 2, 3, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do this.
All he's got to do, Bob, is say, here's what I did when I was in, here's what Biden did to me to make it the way it is now. It's pretty simple, right? All right, we'll address it.
Oh, one more thing, Captain.
Yeah.
That I'm wondering, would DeSantis run against Trump, or would he be a running mate? You think
DeSantis will not run against Trump under any circumstances. He will be a running mate, or he won't run at all.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought might be. Yes. Okay, Captain.
Yeah, and that comes from his people on Thursday night. Okay, thanks. All right, Kyle, go for it.
Well, yes, I do think that President Trump, of course, has a much a better platform now in order to talk about what's happening with the Biden administration and point out the specific differences. And certainly it's well within his rights, I think, to say,
yeah,
here's what happened, here's what I would have done, here's what I was doing, and this is what they reversed simply because this was the policy under the Trump administration, for example.
All he's got to do is run on the record he had when he was in, number one, look at the inflation, number one, look at the price of oil and the price of gasoline. We didn't need to import any oil. By the way, look at our military position around the world. And by the way, he did not get us into any wars. This president here right now, with what he's done in Afghanistan and with what he's fixing to do in Iraq, he's going to get us right smack dab in the middle of a huge conflict. Watch and see.
Well, and he's also inviting all manner of things to break out, especially having to do with China and Taiwan, for example. That's just for starters.
Yeah. And by the way, I'm just sick and tired of Biden, you know, just not having any type of real concern for the 13 American military personnel that were killed in Kabul. The looking at his watch thing was only part of it. But to refer back and say, well, I feel your empathy because of my son, blah, 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 blah. His son wasn't killed in combat.
No, and...
He died of a disease that he got, which was going around because of the cancer he got over there in the... probably from the burn pits.
Well, was certainly though Joe Biden was using that he's used that particular circumstance a lot in his political career now. But Captain, it's there's a genuineness quality factor that he doesn't have. That President Trump would have,
well,
that President Bush had, and that others have had, but not Biden.
It reminds me of someone who's been in the military that runs for political office, okay? It's a very distinct policy out there from the Department of Defense and from the Federal Election Commission. It is as follows. You cannot wear any other military uniform of any type other than the one you wore when you were in the service doing a political ad. Now, a set of fatigues is a military uniform because the military wears fatigues, correct?
Sure.
Even if it's not saying U.S. Army or whatever it's saying. So there are politicians out there running for office that are doing this thinking it's okay, and it's not.
Right.
It's not. That's the same comparison I'll illustrate now again with Joe Biden, with his son. What the hell does his son dying of cancer have to do with anybody that was blown up by a suicide bomber? Nothing.
Well, yeah, certainly they're very, very different circumstances. And the Gold Star families, Captain, and especially under the circumstances.
Oh, they can't stand them.
Well, right. Well, certainly under the circumstance by which they met their death in Kabul,
yes.
Because of the failed and just completely feckless actions of Joe Biden as the commander in chief,
yep.
Is especially hurtful.
Yeah, they can't stand him. Now, did you see Department of Homeland Security Secretary Mr. Mayorkas yesterday hit the Sunday show circuit? Did you see?
Well, I heard about him talking about the Haitian immigrants, for one thing, yeah.
They hit him on the false story, and he had to admit that it was false.
Right.
And he had to also admit that Biden would not, that he embraced, the Biden administration embraced the false story, did not deny it, even though it reflected badly on them because it distracted from the real problem that they were actually doing nothing about the massive influx of people. But Biden has been caught again with his pants down lying, and so has it Mayorkas.
Well, sure.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more. And when we come back, speaking of liar, liar, pants on fire, we're going to open the floodgate again on Joe Biden and some more things that he said and done. Just unbelievable.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A woman whose name has become very familiar recently and for tragic reasons was laid to rest on Sunday morning. Gabby Petito's father is saying he wanted people to be inspired by his daughter's love of the outdoors.
This trip you guys want to take it.
man.
At his 22-year-old daughter's memorial service on Long Island, Joseph Petito said his daughter was a very free spirit, and he also made an apparent reference to the missing boyfriend, Brian Laundry. He said those who are in relationships that are not good for them should leave that relationship now. Gabrielle Petito's body was found in a Wyoming state park. Laundry now a suspect in her disappearance, but he hasn't been heard from in about 10 days. Team America winning the 43rd annual Ryder Cup at Whistling Straits in Wisconsin on Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away, and I'll remind you that this segment is being brought to you by Mike Lindell and his MyPillow.com company. Now, today I'll be talking with either Mike Lindell or his executive administrative assistant, Dawn, just to catch up on some things that we always do. We have Monday chats with Mike is the way we do it here with his people that endorse him, and I'm one of his endorsers. And I'm going to see what I can find out about him and invite him once again to come on the show and see if I can get him to do that. Now, here's the deal, okay? You go to MyPillow.com, and anything that's shown there that's listed that's got a price on it, it says, for this price, enter the promo code, so on and so forth. Well, the only promo code you need to know is the word captain. It's that simple. Because it applies to anything and everything you want to look at on the MyPillow.com website. Now, they have got a radio listener specials page that you can click on, too. It's a banner link right there, radio listener specials. You click on that, you get about two dozen items that are right there. Again, use the product code, or the promo code, sorry, Captain, and it'll take you to get the discount, the lowest price on whatever the product is that's there. Now, if you want to call them, you can do that too by calling them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Many people want to talk on the phone. They do not want to do things over the internet, and I get it. No problem there. So, go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code CAPTAIN for whatever it is that you see that you like. And they got all kinds of specials from the pillows to the mattresses to the mattress toppers to the Giza sheets to the towels, to the slippers, to the bathrobes, to everything you can think of. So there you go. Promo code CAPTAIN, phone number 800-641-5459, mypillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, an interesting phenomenon, the lying Joe Biden, which it doesn't take much to get him going. Listen to this. There was a reporter last week that asked Biden a great question that put him on the spot. He said, and this is a quote from the reporter, "You came into office on a message of competence and unity. We've witnessed what's happened in the country over the past several months. We've seen the chaotic troop withdrawal from Afghanistan, the threat of a government shutdown right now, and Democrats, members of your own party, who are still divided over your agenda going forward. So, what do you say to Americans who say that you have not delivered on that promise? Your turn."
Well, Captain, the president basically responded that he said, "Remember, I said it's going to take me a year to deliver everything I'm looking at here. That's number one," he said. Then he went on to say that when he came into office, there were 4 million people vaccinated, that he didn't have a plan, and he said, "I can go down this list of stuff." But, you know, Captain, first of all, there was a plan in order to...
Oh, I've got it right here in front of me. And I challenge any Democrat anywhere listening to me right now to bring this up to me, because I'm going to bury you right now with the facts. Here we go. Here goes Joe Biden down the toilet. What he actually inherited was a country in a good position because of the competence and efforts of the Trump administration. Fact of the matter is, President Trump was responsible for getting the vaccine in record time to begin with, starting to put it out in December. By the time Biden came in just that short period of time, the CDC had administered 16,525,281 doses of COVID-19 vaccines. Far cry from 4 million, right?
Exactly.
And as of the morning of January 20th, when he was sworn in, they had distributed a total 35,990,150 doses of the vaccine to people that had been vaccinated. So again, far cry from 4 million, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And of course there was a plan, or it never would have happened to begin with. Joe Biden inherited the plan. He instead chose to ignore it because it came from Donald Trump. Now, the Democrats, both Biden and Harris, said they weren't going to take the vaccine because it came from Trump and it only took 5 months to do it. It couldn't possibly be right, remember?
Oh, yes.
And Biden also inherited a system which was averaging administering shots at just under 1 million a day at that point. And he'd already achieved more than 1 million doses a day on a few occasions during the Trump, and had already achieved a few more than a million doses a day on a few occasions during the Trump administration. So this was working. There was a plan, and it was all there, and Biden lied through his teeth. He is a lying SOB, and you can't believe him or trust him on anything.
Well, you know, Captain, I think that there are many in the news media who are beginning to realize that no matter what, they can't hide the Biden lies, or they can't hide.
No, because we can just prove it with the facts.
Well, of course. But even they, I think, are beginning to feel like the answers that they're getting back from the president just aren't kosher, as it were. I mean, they just don't pass muster. And so it's going to be harder and harder for them to carry the water for President Biden.
Yeah, by the way, Eddie in Cleveland is chiming in. Hi, Eddie. Hope you're doing well. He says, "You're on a roll tonight, Captain." I'm on a roll because I've got the facts in front of me, and I'm sick and tired of people sitting there and their thumbs doing nothing. It's got to be done the right way, and we need to come together as a country. And guess what? I don't give a damn if you're a Republican, or a wannabe Republican, or a libertarian, or an independent, or whatever you are. You got to get off the couch, and you got to get in the game. All right, let's see. Here's Dan DeMand, our senior political extraordinaire. So, Mr. Dan, tell me I'm wrong.
You're not wrong. I'll just add to it.
Okay.
Joe Biden, if you remember, late spring, early summer 2020, when Trump announced warp speed, they were getting going on that. What did he say? You said it'd be 3 years in the shortest time to get a vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
He said it was a waste of time. It was a big lie. You know, who knows a liar better than a liar? And that's Joe Biden.
Right.
You know, I remember when they pulled the big rigs up the White House back in July. What did he tell those truck drivers? Yeah, man, I used to really love driving these things. He never driven a truck in his life.
Nope.
And if the press knows forever, you know, since he's been, that he's a pathological liar. He sanitizes.
Yep.
I don't know what more do you want. What did they think they were going to get with Biden? Again, like I said, all the way through his presidency so far, it's a presidency by committee.
Yep.
He's not a bold leader.
Nope.
He's not his own man. Other people are making the calls.
You're right.
And it's like an old pair of jeans. It's falling apart. That's what you're on. This is what losing looks like.
Yep.
You know, Afghanistan and his presidency, you're seeing firsthand what losing looks like.
Yep.
The only thing you got to do is just keep Trump under wraps. Don't do or say anything stupid for a while. Do. Those rallies help.
Yep.
But don't call anybody a name yet. That's what I would say. But, yeah, I agree. This guy is something from fiction, and that's all he has. And he'd rather receive empathy than give it out. That's all he talks about, his dead wife, his dead this.
Yeah.
You know, his dead son. That's all he can do.
Yep. But yet when it comes to a bunch of Marines and military soldiers, Army, that were killed in Kabul, he can't even relate to them. Instead, he talks about his son that has nothing to do with a freaking suicide bomber.
I know. Hey, one thing I got to salute you and Kyle personally. You guys are saying Kabul. I am impressed with that. Up until August, everybody said Kabul. Now it's Kabul.
I hear him.
I don't know where that came from. But it is Kabul, and I heard Kyle say it, and you say it both tonight, and I salute you for at least speaking the English language proper diction.
Thank you, my man.
But no.
We got to run. Yep.
Okay, guys. I will talk to you later on in the week.
Thank you very much, and Dan the man. And what do you think, Kyle?
Well, I'll say Kabul.
Well, I know it's Kabul because I've talked with enough people that have been there that they told me that's the way you say it because I've asked.
Well, exactly. No, but I appreciate what Dan was saying, and certainly, again, Joe Biden seems to turn everything back onto himself in some strange way.
And I got a quick question for you before we go to break. We know that on January the 6th, the FBI had a bunch of informants in the crowd, right?
Yes, certainly.
I want to know who the guys were in the dark clothes that opened up the doors of the Capitol and let people in, not to come in and tear things up. They just opened the doors to let them come in and said, come on in.
Yeah.
The guys in the dark clothes. I want to know who they were.
Well, there are a lot of unanswered questions. I wish there was a real investigation.
Yeah, because my buddy George pointed it out to me, and it's come out over the weekend in another news story about it. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report here on the Captain's America Third Watch, and our buddy Kathy's going to take us to break.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
All righty. Thank you very much, Donna. Don up there in Carrollton, Georgia. We appreciate it. They can be found, by the way, at cowboylogic.us. That's cowboylogic.us. Find out more about them over there. Now, the Captain's America Third Watch Highway and Byway Report brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop nearest you. Pull on in there. And if you're not already a member of the Truckers Club, the Drivers Club, then you can do so and save yourself money right off the bat, not only on the fuel that you buy, but also you'll get points for that, points for the food that you buy, as well as the supplies you buy in the trucker store. So make sure you do that. Get started away right away, and it'll be like having a bank account there that you can use and get some tremendous savings along the way. All righty. We're going to start out tonight with an oldie but goodie. You know, it's been a little cold up in the north, right? Maybe as cold as ice, you think? That's an oldie but goodie, Kyle. How about that one?
Yes, Foreigner. I like that one.
What year was that?
You know, I'm going to say Cold as Ice, Foreigner. My goodness, is that 78, 79, somewhere in there?
Kind of looks like it because I'm looking at the hairdo and I'm looking at the scenery around this video, and it kind of looks that way, like late 70s.
Yep.
All right, well, let me just read a little weather statement here because Kyle's got most of the weather, but I'll tell you what, we got to tell you what's coming down the pike, and it ain't pretty coming off the African coast and what's coming towards America. Now, widely scattered showers and thunderstorms may produce heavy rain and localized areas of flash flooding over parts of the southwest through Tuesday, with locally heavy rainfall and gusty winds expected to impact the Pacific Northwest as another big old front's coming across, and that could be the first snowstorm of the year for the mountains up there coming across Washington State and Idaho and Montana. So stay tuned for that one. Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, up in the Pacific Northwest tonight, we do have continued gale warnings off the coast of Oregon. Those are hazardous seas. Right now in Portland, they're reading light rain, and the rain is forecast to continue, it looks like, through Tuesday there. Seattle not reporting rain right now, but it also looks like it has rain in its forecast as we begin the work week here. On the central coast there of Portland, it looks like it's going to be about 62 degrees right now. Now, over in Montana, we've got some fire weather warnings there. This is going to be in the area of Bozeman, also near Butte and Helena, and this is going to dip down into the west Yellowstone area, so that means low humidity and, of course, gusty winds. Fire weather warnings also in northern Nevada, but also a lake wind advisory as you come across I-80 as you head towards Reno and Carson City. Air quality alert in central California. Southern California, again, going to be impacted by a lot of smoke blowing into the area as we begin on Monday. So yes, we'll keep an eye out what's happening in the Pacific Northwest, but right now just some rain, but that, as you said, could turn into a lot more as we go through the week.
And about all I need to tell you about up going on in the northeastern part of the U.S. has got a little bit of rain along the lake there, Lee Shore Lake, Ontario, from Ripley, New York to Buffalo, and then along from about Oneida Lake on up to St. Lawrence Seaway. Got a little bit of rain up in there along 81. All right, here we go. The big problem this week is everybody better pay attention to the tropics because Hurricane Sam is not going to hit the U.S., but is it? We don't know. These things, this is a major hurricane, folks. Yesterday had winds to 150 miles an hour. Okay? Today they're 145 miles an hour. But they're going to stay that way probably through Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and it's not going to move all that quick, and it's going to be several hundred miles off the coast of the east coast of the United States. But God forbid, these storms are so big and they can do such unpredictable things that you need to be on your A game here. Now, in the meantime, let me tell you what's right behind it. Tropical disturbance number two, which is coming a little bit lower than Sam. It is going to come across into the Caribbean, and let me see here. It looks like it could become a hurricane. Now, could it become a major hurricane? Not sure yet, but the conditions are very favorable for development here. As a matter of fact, over the next 5 days, 80% chance of this becoming a hurricane and maybe a little bit more. Behind it, just coming off the coast, is Tropical Depression number 3. It also has an 80% chance of developing into something because it's going just a little bit lower than Tropical Depression number 2. But in the meantime, let's see here. We have Tropical Disturbance number 1, which is out there east of Bermuda, and it has a chance to become a tropical depression or maybe a tropical storm and move towards the United States or even, get this, converge with Sam. It could all happen. So there's four different variables out there in the Atlantic Ocean right now, and you really need to pay attention, especially our listeners down there on AM 1000. in the Caribbean. You really need to pay attention because this disturbance, not Sam per se, but this disturbance right behind it, tropical disturbance number two, which will become a tropical storm later in the week and or hurricane, is coming right down the slot. That's what it looks like. So there you go. Kyle, what do you think?
Well, that's exactly right. As we're watching the cone of uncertainty here for Sam, looks like it will be taking a turn northward. But you're right. The very fact that you have these other storms, Captain, it just means that people have to, as you said, pay attention, be ready, have your supplies, have an evacuation plan, and simply don't get caught unawares as we continue through this very busy hurricane season.
Yeah, when you get a major hurricane, Cat 4 hurricane, with seas that are going to make these Atlantic seas 20, 30, 40, maybe even 50 feet high, and you get ships that are traveling back and forth, you could have a real mess out there in the shipping lanes.
Yes, very much so.
Yeah, and even though it's not that big of a storm, it's going to create havoc wherever it goes.
Absolutely.
Yep, yeah, but so we'll see. All right, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Remember, stop on in there, check them on out, and I'm telling you, you can become a member of the Drivers Club, and if you want to get a Flying J fuel card, you can also start saving money on your fuel that way. And RVers, they've got an RV club too, same thing, get a fuel card and start saving money on your fuel. The more you buy, the cheaper it is. It's that simple. All righty, Kyle, hang on, and folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm going to let Kathy take us to break, and she'll be giving you the telephone number. I'll be back right after the top of the hour news.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.